with Dominic Davis, who runs Pink Therapy. Dominic, you've been sitting through the session today at the Soggy Egg stakeholder meeting. What's your impression of the day first?
Generally, I think it's been a very positive day. I've been quite impressed with how much Soggy Egg has achieved over the last year. It's my first meeting, and I had no idea all this work was going on behind the scenes, and it's very, very impressive.
Now, you work in the private sector, don't you? Could you explain exactly what you do?
I'm an independent psychotherapist who runs an organisation that specialises in working with gender and sexual minorities independently. So we're not a voluntary sector organisation, and we're not a charity, but we bring together, we've got over 300 therapists linked via a website of all sexualities, of all theoretical models, who were working with gender and sexual minority clients, and we run a fairly extensive training programme for those therapists and for others.
Okay, and what's your experience of working with trans people?
Well, it's been relatively new. I think probably in the last 5 years I've started working with trans people. I have probably about a third of my work nowadays is with trans clients, and it's for me one of the most exciting kind of developments in my professional development, because what I'm seeing in work with trans people, I think, is that the level of distress and disturbance and lack of support is very similar to when I started working with gay men 25 years ago. There's so much shame and difficulty and conflict and lack of provision and access to things that there's a real need there. There's a real hunger for it. And I think it's just a very exciting area to be working with people who you can do something really, you can really be making a big difference with.
And how do you think the difference that you make compares with, say, the work of the traditional NHS gender identity clinics?
Well, I think what I tend to see, by and large, are people who are still questioning or are uncertain about their gender identity. They're the people who get sent to me by the gender identity clinic because they don't have time to see them, and they say, well, if you don't know what you are, then go away and get some therapy and then come back and tell us when you do know. And so I'm working with people who are at the edge of their uncertainty and working out whether they do want to go through transition or not, and where they fit in the spectrum. As well as people who have decided to opt out completely from the NHS and are wanting to do things privately because they've heard so many bad things about the NHS treatment.
But you're a private service, aren't you? So the patient themselves needs to pay. Is there any? Have you been able to explore any possibility of people getting funded by their PCTs?
Well, one of my clients was referred by a PCT, somebody with learning disabilities, the psychiatrist didn't want to send them off to Charing Cross, and I understand that the potential for that is that there's a greater potential for that under these new commissioning guidelines. So hopefully that will happen, because most of the people who I see who are trans, I'm seeing on a low income or pro bono basis, so I can't afford to take on more people, because then they're often not in work or they're in low paid jobs, and so I'm seeing them because they haven't got the money. They haven't got the money to pay me a proper fee, by and large.
Okay, if we had to think of one thing that we could change in the health service, what do you think it should be?
I think it should be that psychiatrists and the GICs need to really listen to patients and take their cue from being their servants rather than their masters. I think that's really come out of the group that I've just been in as well. Everybody was voting independently, and we all said they need to become much more patient-centred.
Dominic, thanks very much.
Thank you.